Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And welcome to the PM Rush on this Wednesday. We're glad you've tuned in. We'll have more on that transformer fire, which destroyed several cars when a utility pole crashed and burned. Plus, is this the potential day of reckoning for the Central Park horse carriages? And some local stars at this weekend's World Cup halftime show. Oh, we are excited to tell you about them. But first, oh, this heat. Triple-digit real feels a haze. Thank you, Canada wildfires. And a heat advisory through 9 o'clock tonight. Oh, yeah. Are we seeing the makings of an official heat wave, which would be our second after the 4th of July burner? AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center to tell us more with this forecast. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Larry. It's going to be close to being an official heat wave. We barely got to 90 in Central Park yesterday, and the concern is now that with the with all the smoke that's coming down from the north, the wildfire smoke from Canada, we're going to probably struggle to reach 90 as we head into tomorrow, which would be day three, and that would be the day that makes it an official heat wave. So it's very possible we may come up short of the heat wave the way it looks right now. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 90s in the city. Where that smoke is thicker, though, north of the city, you get up toward White Plains and up toward Poughkeepsie, a lot of places still in the upper 80s. Temperatures have kind of leveled off this afternoon. So not only is it going to be impacting air temperatures, but the smoke is already starting to impact air quality. We're seeing some unhealthy air quality in parts of the city and through the Hudson Valley, even down across Long Island now. And that's going to become more widespread as the smoke continues to push southward tonight into tomorrow. Again, we'll still be near 90 Friday, and then it cools off by Saturday. Larry?
Thank you, Brian. On that note of the air quality, yeah, we're seeing where the quality numbers are up in the Bronx through the roof. We're talking 150, which is very unhealthy. And with that, Mayor Mamdani reminding everybody to be extra careful now, especially if you live with heart or lung conditions, older adults, or pregnant. A lot of this goes back again to the air that's coming from those wildfires up in Canada, so be on guard. We'll continue watch on that. And while we're told to hunker down in a cool place in the wake of the heat, of course, there are folks who have the responsibility to keep the home fires burning, if you will. That is, they have to work outside to keep the city moving, and it is no piece of cake. 1010 Winds reporter Amanda Alexander visiting with some of the heroes.
And don't forget to thank your garbage man this week. Trash doesn't stop just because it's hot.
I mean, it helps with the air conditioner in the truck if we have the seniority to get it. So that definitely helps.
That's Anthony with sanitation. He says when you're on the route, moments in the truck last but a second. Then he's back in this sweltering heat. So his pro tip to not overheating.
Just water. Depending on who's the superintendent or whatever, they may tell you to have water. You know what I'm saying? A little more like conscientious about it.
He says you know what you sign up for, though. Hot, cold, rain, or snow.
I mean, everybody's been enough time on the job to know with the temperatures and everything.
Translation, we suck it up. I'm Andy Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
And again, we invite you to stay with 1010 Winds and AccuWeather for the very latest on this round of heat. In Coney Island, folks wondering if the heat had anything to do with this. A pair of utility poles collapsed this morning right on top of some parked cars, knocking out power to more than 1,000 homes and businesses. Officials say it sparked a fire and crushed multiple cars. Thank goodness nobody was hurt. Happened about 7 a.m. near West 36th and Surf Avenue. Firefighters arrived to find thick smoke billowing into the air. They say a transformer was actually sitting on top of somebody's car. What caused the crash? Well, so far, no word from the FDNY. Con Ed is out there still working to restore power and clean up the mess. So as we go on the air here, they are saying they still have about 300 customers without power. We will keep you posted on that. Well, this next one should go over real good with you, especially if you've been struggling to find a decent and somewhat affordable place to live here in the city. They arrested some guy who prosecutors say pretended to be a real estate broker, stole more than $100,000 from nearly two dozen New Yorkers seeking rentals. Juan Valoy actually pleaded guilty in two cases this month, one up in the Bronx July 2nd, another one in Manhattan this week. DA says he stole about $25,000 from three victims in Manhattan and $80,000 from 18 people in the Bronx. Say he showed some apartments that he didn't own or have any rights to and then fraudulently took application fees, security deposit please, and first month rent. Yeah, all those people's money. They say most of the victims were Hispanic or primarily Spanish-speaking. Investigators say one poor lady moved out of her house with her kid, showed up at the rental only to find somebody else was already staying there. Valoy has pleaded guilty to one count of grand larceny and a plea deal that could send him away for 2 to 4 years in state prison, plus supervised release. Doesn't say if he'll have to give those people all their money back, but we'll see. Day two now of a city council hearing on whether it will end the horse-drawn carriage industry in New York. They heard from the family of that poor teen who died last month after he was thrown from a buggy. Juliet Papa following that one.
Through his tears, the father of Romansh Mahajan described seeing his son flying out of the runaway horse carriage and hitting the ground.
I kept shouting his name, but he did not move.
He was testifying at a council hearing on a measure to phase out the horse carriage industry. Christina Hansen is the driver, and she asks what would be her replacement job.
What about the mounted unit? Could I get a job with them in the stable or riding as a police officer? Those horses are here in Midtown, in traffic, in the streets.
The measure calls for unspecified job training if the carriages are eliminated. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Residents of a Brooklyn housing complex say they're tired of living with rats, collapsed ceilings, and mold. Today, they put their landlord on blast.
Tenants living at the Riverside buildings in Brooklyn Heights are outside rallying on the sidewalk.
What do we want?
Safe housing!
When do we want it?
Now!
Gene Campbell has lived here since 1973.
The neglect of Joel Weiner and the Pinnacle Group has made this building unsafe, rat infestations, and we are currently suffering from rat mites, which cause allergic rashes.
And she's not the only one.
And I've spent over 2 months in itchy, burning pain from these mites and the resulting rashes.
20 families living in this building are currently battling it out in housing court, hoping to fight eviction and get the necessary repairs they need. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Brooklyn Heights.
Yeah, Brooklyn Heights. It's beautiful there. The historic buildings and all, I guess it's... Don't believe everything you see on the surface, right? 1010 Winds has reached out to that landlord, by the way, for comment. So far, it's been crickets. An indictment unsealed today for a guy accused in a deadly drunk driving crash back in May. 61-year-old Elvin Suarez facing aggravated vehicular homicide and manslaughter charges now. That's for allegedly driving drunk on the Upper West Side. Says he hit four pedestrians and another car. Two of the pedestrians were killed. Three others suffered serious injuries, including a broken leg and back fractures. Suarez also charged with aggravated vehicular assault and aggravated driving while intoxicated.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.